Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad date dates and? Do you like ghosts and ghosts and?
Ow, the thing is. Ow, ow, the thing is. Ow, ow, the thing is. Ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my hilarious co-host comedian. Mike,
I popped a zin and I'm sweating.
We're a ball of mess in here. Maybe not Derek. I think Derek's doing great.
I'm sweating. No, I feel horrible today.
Okay.
Also,
all right, good. We're all there together,
mentally and emotionally.
Same.
Yeah.
I keep watching Paco drink the spit, and it's making me. I keep.
Wow. That was a lot. Okay, so let's introduce our guest. Joining us today, it is one half of the On the Gate podcast. Comedian Derek Drescher, welcome back to the show.
Use code OTG14 for 2 weeks.
I'll allow it. I will say that Gio's excuse for not coming in, I also don't have a car.
Right.
I'm here. Do you have a car, Figs?
And you also live on an island.
I do.
Yes.
Yes.
And you made it.
Gio got a baby, though. He's got a baby. You know, maybe some.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Mike didn't even see the text.
I didn't see the text, but
I was Gio, I would have lied.
I learned to be nice to my Puerto Rican brethren no matter what.
Dominican.
They're all the same to me, Trump 2024.
By the way, when I saw your very wet shirt, when I first walked in today, it's pouring outside today.
Yeah.
And it's so pouring, but it's not windy, but I'm still drenched.
Yes.
And I always think, do I just not know how to hold an umbrella the right way?
No, dude. I feel like everybody gets wet no matter what.
I feel like it's only me ever. No. I feel like I'm the only one with like wet bottoms of my jeans.
Well, I get soaked too.
Shannon's getting wet. Only Shannon. That makes sense. I just made the mistake of not taking my umbrella. Like, I always forget to look at the weather app.
It was pouring all day.
I stepped outside.
It was never not raining today.
I'm always running late. I stepped outside, and I was like, if I go back to get the umbrella, I'm going to miss the train. So I just fucking ran in the rain.
Yeah, you come from deep, right? You got to hop on the 6.
I got to hop on the Metro North, because you ain't going to see me on no Bronx train. Wait, hell no.
You take the Metro North?
I live right next to Fordham. I took the Metro North. I rode in comfort. I hit a lady by accident and knocked her gloves down. I picked them up. I said, I was sorry. We both looked at each other. We said, I'm so sorry.
I also did a knockover that a guy saved me from today.
What?
Because I stopped at the vape store before coming here. And I have like 2 bags, my umbrella. I'm running late. I hate everything. And then I turned around and just knocked over a whole thing of Altoid thingies onto the ground.
And so
I turn around, but I'm still like, I'm overloaded with things to hold. So to go onto the floor to pick it up, I have to put everything down. But there was a guy right behind me and he just like picked it all up after me. And I was like, thank you, I'm sorry. Thank you, I'm sorry. And just like run out the door.
That knight in shining armor.
Yes.
Yeah, you got lady tax. Like if you're a cute lady and you fucking knock something, some guy will be like, I'll pick it up for you.
Yes. Fine. I was like, thanks, bye.
Yeah. If we would have knocked it over, the Indian guy would have cursed him. You motherfucker, bitch, why you fucking my Altoid mints fucking Dominican fuck?
You know, my initial reaction would, I'm like, I would never do that, but I would pick stuff up and help.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I would also pay, if it were like an old lady or something, like I would always, or a pregnant lady, someone with kids.
Nah,
like,
pregnant, I'm not helping out. That's on you.
You never helped you never helped the lady up the steps of the train with the carriage?
Oh, yeah. I've done that, carried people's groceries.
That makes me feel good.
But now that I'm getting older, though, like I won't give my seat up. In the train, if I had a long day.
To a pregnant woman?
Pregnant woman, no. Old lady, yes.
Even all the way pregnant?
Yeah.
Really?
That's on
9 months.
Yeah, my mother worked like up to
on the gate. We're not giving our seats no pregnant bitches out here.
Yeah, my mother. I remember when my mother had my brother. She worked like right up until she was ready to pop.
But wouldn't you have liked for someone to have given up their seat for her?
For my mom?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. Are we having a breakthrough?
Yo, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making, you're saying, yeah. You're making, right, you're making a lot of sense right now.
Figs, you want to do some pouring?
Yeah, might as well.
But to be honest, when my mother was taking the train, she probably wanted to be on her feet.
Why?
Okay. It's the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
way crazier then than now.
You gotta, oh, so you can run.
You could be prepared.
Now and back to today also, probably.
Yeah.
You want to be able to run today.
Yeah, today it's fucked up out there in these streets. How's the ferry? You take the ferry?
I do not take the ferry. It's terrifying.
But you take the bus.
I take the express bus.
Is it like, is
the
it
ferry
cheap?
Because it's free on one side. Any form of transportation that's cheap, the cheaper the transportation, the worse the class of people that are on it is going to be. The express bus is $8 both ways, so it's a lot of money.
Yes.
But I mean, knock on wood, there's almost never an issue. The only issue is when people try to get on without paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've taken the express bus to Staten Island, and it was
a
nice trip.
Yeah, it's a lovely.
Nice trip. Good, barely anybody on, I felt like.
No one's loud.
Yep, no one's loud. Everybody's nice seats.
Mm-hmm.
But is there security on the ferry?
I think so. Maybe it's like cops walking around or something, but they also serve booze, I think.
Really?
Don't they serve beer on the ferry?
You can. There's like a little, you can get like a bagel and shit like that too.
We got to go on the ferry.
If we have security.
Gio's got to make it up for us. We're going to do on the gate, on the ferry, and Gio will be there. And so we'll have our bodyguards and we'll go. In case you didn't know.
Oh. Oh, it wasn't even because of the pandemic? Oh, it was.
Wait, accepting proposals from now until March 7th for operating to sell snacks and liquor aboard again.
That's probably for the best, though. It's probably better that they don't serve booze on the ferry. Oh, God. What a mess. Don't look
What's
at me.
What's going
Go
on, Shane? Why did you say, you said that you hate everybody and life's a mess. You have to do the real ass awards or
something? It's the weather, man.
It's the weather. I don't do well like in the winter. Now we're at that tail end of the winter, so I've just been miserable for several months now. But also the rain doesn't make me happy. I just hate everything. And then I was rewatching the last time Derek and Gio were on, and it was right after the Jamaica trip. So I'm like tan,
yeah,
in better shape. I'm happier. I was just starting to train for the marathon.
Yeah, looking good.
Everything is just all on the opposite side now. It's all bad.
Well, before Fig Talk, they were airing me and Mike Vecchione. And it was an episode, and I'm wearing this Pokemon shirt that I do not fit in now. Yeah. And I was like, damn, that was only like a year ago.
Yeah, this is a double XL, so I'm so fat right now.
No, but it's loose on you, though. You can fit in a regular XL if you wanted to.
Thank you, Michael.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Mike Vecchione, he re-released an old special called The Worst Kind of Thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like a bunch of comedians and friends and family members and stuff like doing voice, the opposite of a voiceover.
It's like a sketch with his bit, and they're just... doing that same shit. What the hell Sarah Cooper did? What do they call it?
I don't know what it's called. Lip syncing?
Is it voiceover?
It's the opposite of voiceover.
Is it like a show with Cypher Sounds did on True TV?
It's like lip syncing. They like lip sync his bits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm one of them.
Oh, fuck yeah. So check it out.
Yeah, go check that out.
I love Mike Vecchione. One of my fucking favorites.
The man. The man.
Oh, and then I have another shout out, but I don't know who it's to. So there's been gifts here for TTI for 100 years that we haven't opened. So I don't know exactly when they came in. But I opened them the other day because we kept forgetting to open them on the show. And here's one of the things. And it is, let's see if you know what it is, Figs, before I say it. Do you know what these are? Minus my piece
That's
of
copper.
Hair. Any other options?
I would trade that in for heroin. That's what that's what that is.
Any other ideas?
They're made out of copper, right?
Maybe that's the intention. I don't know that it's for
real.
Is it
some kind of conductor or something? Is it to roll your skin?
Is it to roll your skin?
Can I see one?
Yes.
This one. Damn, I thought it was some sort of like bartending gadget.
Oh, yeah, because look, this part rolls. So is it like...
okay.
This is a weapon?
Wow.
This can't
be a
weapon.
Yo, because my girl has shit like that. And I feel like copper is like good for your like blood flow or something.
Copper is good for you. I like these guesses of what's happening here.
No. Should I bring this on the train?
Do you like...
give me the seat, pregnant woman!
You put this on your lawn and put something on it and it spins around.
By the way, I did not expect this question to have such entertaining answers.
Really, I feel like a cat with a laser. I'm just like... Derp!
Oh, boy. Derp! All right, well, go ahead.
It's not a bartending gadget.
Nope.
All right. It's not for... So it's not a lawn... It's not a lawn thing.
No.
Is a fidget?
It's not to rub your...
Is it like the old fidget
spinner?
It's
not a skin roller. It's not a fidget
roller?
Spinner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this a shake weight?
Is it for a cat?
No.
No? Am I close?
How many Puerto
no
Ricans
one is
it
anywhere
to
near it.
So it has nothing to do with food and beverage?
Nope.
Is that something to do?
Beverage in a really far removed way.
This is bare bright copper.
Is this to make you
sober?
This is
like $3.17 a pound.
Yeah, I'm keep it, trying to keep my eyes on this for the rest of the show.
What is it? Okay, tell me.
So what they are, they're called dowsing rods.
Dowsing?
I shove them on my ass?
No.
Okay.
And so I think, like, supposedly what they were originally made for was to find water, but I don't think that that actually works. But ghost hunters use them to find ghosts.
Really?
Yes. And so if you hand them to me.
I'm scared.
Things, Zen with this panicked is not immediately.
I'm panicked.
Okay, so I don't.
So the thing will start going wee 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 wee.
Yeah, so you hold them like this, and then you're supposed to like ask it questions and see what they do.
Dude, there's a ghost in here right now. Look, I can tell. Like,
it's going to the television.
Yeah.
Is there?
Oh shit!
There's a racist ghost in the television for sure. After all the things that have happened. In this
look, it's
fucking
look at that.
Room, dude.
It's going to the television, or it's coming to me. I'm not racist. Not me.
No, but you have a ghost in you.
I could. Ooh, yeah. Oh, it's.
Are we supposed to ask
you
a question?
Mike thinks Mike is a Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man. Does my grandma watch me masturbate?
Of course.
Oh, we have to say it's like what to do. It's like cross over if the answer is yes.
It started to move.
A little bit.
Maybe she leaves when you start.
Yes, she watches while you masturbate. She watches you.
Abuela.
Do you want to try it?
Abuela Figueroa.
Do you guys want to try to ask?
She's Italian.
So I want to say, by the way, whoever the listener is who sent these in, thank you so much for sending
these. These are fucking gangster.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hold on. But do you got to stabilize? How do you stabilize?
You just keep your hands still and then like tell it like to cross over if whatever.
Is my grandmother proud of me? Cross over if my grandmother's proud of me. Come on, you motherfucker.
How long do you have to wait?
Give her
Come on.
A second. It's trying.
Come on.
It's trying. It's crossed, right? All right. It's crossed.
All right,
now,
proud of me.
Now I feel like we should tell it like
I'm gonna cry.
Yo, teary-eyed. This is too much. It's too much.
You know, no, I like that I could, you know, come do a podcast that's not just like, you know.
Okay. So we gotta just all right. So we gotta leave it still.
I want to hear what the next word is gonna be.
It's just, you know, it's not you know, I don't fucking have to worry about
Goodwin.
Saying the craziest thing. No, you know.
All right, stop moving. If Robbie Goodwin is. Not mad at me for leaving Young Guns.
It's a lot of double negatives in there.
Okay.
I'm not even sure.
Is Robbie Goodwin okay?
It's not moving.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just kidding. I love Robbie. Shout out Robbie.
But you said stop moving. You didn't really say to like go in a
direction. Yeah, so it'll be ghost stuff. I'm just being silly because we're going to talk about
this. We're going to do this for an hour.
Okay. Did my grandpa save me that day I crossed the street?
We have to say it a crossover or to like do a thing.
Crossover. Oh, okay. I need you. I want both of them to go right. If my grandpa was there the day I was 9 years old and I was running to the hospital because I was scared.
Left. It's going left.
Okay. No, somebody else saved me.
Oh, it's going. Somebody
else
going to the left.
The opposite
somebody
way.
Else saved me that day. That's fine. That's oh fuck.
Oh, maybe it's gonna go around all the way to the right.
Oh fuck. Fuck me.
No. Okay. The answer is no.
Okay. Grandfather didn't save you, dude.
When I was 9 years old, I got locked out of my
house. Your grandfather didn't save you. Mine's proud of me.
I got locked out of my house when I was 9, and I ran to the hospital. And I almost got hit by a car, but something saved me. Something pushed me.
Those are pretty dope.
All right, guys, real quick, we have to talk about one of our newer sponsors, which is Capsulite.com. Yeah. They, by the way, if you're a listener of this show, you're probably drinking with us, drinking with the Power Hours, drinking with the normal episodes. And this will help you prevent feeling awful the day after drinking. You can take it during and before drinking. It's the most potent product on the market, doctor formulated, and supports your liver.
It's really, really tasty. They have these amazing little portable packets that you can take. And a lot of people have the misconception that you get drunk because of dehydration. That's not the case. There's a toxic byproduct in alcohol that causes a hangover. Capsulite helps you with that problem.
By the way, the little packets, they might look like a condom in your wallet, but that's maybe a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you want people to know that you're prepared.
Yeah.
And you're prepared for whatever is going to not
get STD. But you're prepared to not have a hangover.
So if you want to join us in using Capsulite, go to capsulite.com and use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 30% off a checkout.
Crazy discount.
That's like almost half of them.
Pretty much.
I don't know how numbers work, but it's
20%, almost half. Yeah.
30%.
Well, no, no, I'm saying it's like the difference is 20% from half. That's crazy.
So go to capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com, and use promo code GAS for 30% off and drink with us.
Yeah. Let's use that promo code GAS and let's get back to the episode. What was the ghost shit that I just... Oh, no, I watched True Detective. Really good. The last season.
Ugh.
Watch it. Did you watch it with Jodie Foster?
I did watch it. Wait, I just want to
wait. I saw it too.
I want to wait. We are streaming?
I liked it.
They're checking.
Are we live?
Yeah. We're back.
It was definitely better than season two.
I didn't watch two.
Two was with Colin Farrell. The first season was the best.
No, the first, yeah.
First season was great.
First season was
three wasn't bad.
I didn't see three.
I didn't see three.
Marsha Ali.
By the way, we're talking about True Detective because we did cut out there for a second.
We did cut out.
I think it started strong, but then it was slow because it's like, all right, where are we even going? What's happening? Where are we going
which
with
season,
this?
Three?
This was four? What's four, the most recent one? Four?
Well, I was thinking there was going to be some kind of like really big supernatural thing, but it was just like, you know, the Native Americans having visions
and
shit. Yeah,
but
like
still,
that.
They never talked about the tongue. They never talked about... You know, obviously they were seeing shit.
They alluded to what the tongue thing was, I think.
Yeah.
Where they were trying to like make a... What is this?
You seeing
this? No, I just saw like
grandma?
A little floaty piece of thing.
Derek's grandma?
No,
Jesus.
they alluded to the tongue. Like they were like that guy that they killed, that cop or whatever, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But that like he was trying to like send a message to like not talk.
Yeah, I feel like. Yes.
And then all the way at the end...
I feel like it was up to
whether Navarro was, that was her ghost or whether she was actually there with Jodie Foster's character.
Yes.
I think it was her ghost.
Oh, she died, right?
So Navarro died.
We don't know that. We don't know if she died or not. They just showed her walking out into the ice like her sister did. Yeah.
Naked, right?
No, she didn't. Her sister did.
And then they
show
them at the very end together.
Yes.
She's like, well, she's not in the ice, but we don't know where she is.
But she could be.
Okay.
I feel like that was like a nod to say that she was dead, but it could go either way. They don't really tell you anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't as good as the first one is a classic all time.
It's so good, the first one and the fourth one are kind of similar, where it's like, is it supernatural? But then they kind of give you like a real explanation, but still leave it in the wind that it might be something supernatural. But the whole theme of that show is a troubled people. I feel like that's the main
thing.
Don't go to Alaska, yeah. But like troubled detectives. In the first one, they were troubled. But then you see that girl's yiddies in the first
human
season.
The human condition.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I like when people say human. Yeah. I like that.
I feel like it's weird when people do that with the H's, because the people also do like historic, where they say an historic.
Oh, where they don't. Events.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, did I not pronounce my H?
You said human.
Human.
Which I feel like is a New York thing, though, because I feel like I have family members that do that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of Caribbeans that don't pronounce H's either. They're like, I need to go in my ear.
Ear.
Yeah. I think it's all for different reasons.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Aki.
I know how to watch. Me love history. Love history.
Can I make a request in the booth? Can we have just some sort of timer back up on the screen, please, just so I can keep track of the segments?
It just says message.
Yeah. It's a message from someone's grandmother.
No. I didn't masturbate for like months when my grandma died.
How long ago was it?
No, it was a very long time ago. It was maybe 10 years ago.
Are you going to stop again after the results of this?
Maybe. I need to stop, but yeah.
Do you masturbate a lot?
Let's go to our sponsor, Yo Kratom. I don't masturbate a lot. I'm a young kid. I'm a young guy. I like to masturbate. So I would masturbate every day, and I learned that's not good. You gotta hold your loads for your lady.
I think that's just a fucking myth, bro.
Nah, dude.
Well, if you're trying to have a baby, you shouldn't.
Are you trying to have a baby?
I've been trying for like 4 years, bro.
Oh man.
Yeah, this is the time. We have six more months until we gotta go to specials.
I know there's a comic who can test your guys for you.
I got my guys tested in a laboratory.
Right? What they said?
It's not
they
good.
They said that the motility is low.
It's like they're playing too much Xbox.
Yeah, they're lazy. They have no feet.
Where are those cards you fucking
Magic the Gathering, man.
Dude? Me and
I haven't
Mike
played a minute, but yeah.
Me and Mike were leaving the club the other day, and I needed to get LaCroix from my girl, and then you went to get.
I
some
went to Target.
Drink,
I was drunk, and I went to Target. I had to pick up something. I had to pick up like dog food.
The guy's like, "Guys, we're closing. Like, be quick, right?" And we get online.
And what I have was like three frozen pizzas, popcorn. I was like, "Man, shit."
And then Mike
talked to the guy.
He's like, "Yo, you got new Magic the Gathering cards?"
And they checked.
They checked, but you would not drop it. You were like, no, grab that pack right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking wasted.
Because they, I was a little bit drunk, maybe wasted, maybe hammered. And because I like this Target, they keep those rare trading cards behind the register because people will snag
them
up.
For sure. Yeah,
or even the employees will take them. So they keep them behind the register. So I appreciate that. So you can see when the new ones come in. So Target is dangerous, bro. The fact that the stand is right there, you get your spot pay, and then you go on the train and there's Target, is dangerous because you go to Target and there's so much things you can buy. Cold cuts, bread, fucking mad shit. Anything I need, I love Target. Fucking erasable pens, like anything you need, they have it.
You were making sandwiches on the train on the way home?
No, imagine just like opening the fucking thing and making it. No, I went home and I made a little mortadella, pepper jack, cheese sandwiches. But it was slamming.
Yeah. You got cold cuts.
I was fasting for 3 days and I fucked up, but whatever.
I feel like it says a lot about you when you say the sentence, Target is dangerous.
Yeah. Target's dangerous, yo. Yeah, because I like to spend money. I'm bad with money. Whenever I think I have money, because whenever I have money, I really don't have money.
Your girl don't ask you for the spot pay when you get home?
No. She asks me. My girl, she's a sweetheart. She's good. She just asks.
Do you live in your house or her house?
Well, this is hilarious because now you sound like all my friends in my group chat. I live, her family owns a two-story house.
Yes.
And I pay rent upstairs with her.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a hell of a deal. It's a five-bedroom apartment. It's crazy. Right. It's a great, great price. So I kind of lucked out because, you know.
Yeah, no, I was just asking.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
I just got luck. I lucked out. We both lucked out. But,
I got nothing.
But we take good care. We do everything we can. You know. And they're happy that their tenants are family because the tenants before were wild. We throw condoms out the window. It was like some crazy kid that was in and out of jail. So the moment they fucking left, I was like, yo, let's go up there. And if I was like, yeah, please.
That's like Greenwich. Just condoms all over the place.
We changed the whole place.
They're using them. At least someone's using condoms.
But it was disgusting though, because we at that time she lived in a studio apartment behind. So it's a two family complex with two studio apartments, and she lived in a studio apartment. And we were and like you have to go in through a gate like down a little alley, and that's their property. I would find condoms on the floor, and I'd be like, yo, baby, you got something to tell me? What the fuck is going on? And she's like, no, it's the asshole up there. And one day I was walking my dog, and a condom fucking dropped right in front of me, and I went ballistic, screaming at the guy, banging on his door. I was like, whatever. And then it was this whole thing. And yeah, it was wild, man. But then they left, thank God, and we fucking moved in.
That's a bad story.
It's also like if you're like,
he was just
home.
A dirty fucking kid. A dirty guy was just banging girls and throwing his condoms out the window. Put him in the garbage.
Yeah, it seems like more work to throw it out the window than to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. But they didn't give a fuck. They were wild up there. They were throwing parties and shit. It was crazy.
Do you guys want to talk at all about the Robbie Goodwin stuff?
So I brought up.
This is what I love about the thing is,
I brought up Robbie.
Shannon is so sweet, right? She has that motherly feeling. Come in. This is a place of
safe space.
Yes, this is a safe space, and then it's like, all right, now.
I'll say what
now
I know.
It's time for the gossip.
I'll say what I know. This is what I know. A couple episodes ago, Paco was like, Robbie is mad at you, Figs. And I was like, why? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, because you did something on the gate episode. Mm-hmm. And I was confused and eventually found out that he was upset about Derek because Derek kind of got a little bit annoyed about them, you know, going ham and doing fucking Adam Sandler and wilding out like Robbie does, like whatever, like, you know, it's Robbie.
So I don't know anything about this.
So I went double checked. I'm like, no, Robbie's not mad at me at all. Like me and Robbie are cool. You know, I mean, we Robbie's Robbie. I'm me. And it is what it is. We hand shook and we're good. You do you. I do me.
Can you just hand me that remote while you're telling a story, please? I'm warm.
So that's that. Now, what happened on the gate? What happened afterwards? I don't know. But from my perspective, it was just all fucking fun and games. Everybody was having a good time, busting balls. That's it.
Okay. And we have touched base about this on this show, but we don't know your perspective, Derek.
My perspective is this fucking, what I came off mean, I gather.
Yeah.
Rewatching
on
it.
On the episode that we were on.
And listening to it. In the beginning. I guess I came off of
really? Or was it something on your show or something? Because we're there, we were just like, I was making fun of him for doing Sebastian because that's my thing, even though it's not, it's whatever. And you know, and I, yeah, so I don't, yeah. So what the fuck happened?
When they came on our shows, they did a lot of impressions. And then, I was just, you know, me and Gio were joking around after the show, like we got fucking railroaded on our own fucking show. This impressions, right? And there was some comments in there or whatever. We like heart and like everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't care if it's good, bad, and
the algorithm,
whatever. You know what I mean? And the next week we were like, oh, let's just apologize for having them on
the air.
You were on the show. Shit.
Oh, no. You weren't listening? You said the next week, so yeah, I didn't know if like you said something else after we were on the show.
No.
Because nothing really stuck out to me.
I said something last week on our show, or last Thursday,
okay,
where I was just like, it was a fucking joke. You know, there's people who are like, who seem upset, and it's like, I...
Have you spoken to Robbie since any of this?
Yes.
And there's no problem?
I will tell you this.
You're being very careful with your word choices here.
Well, the thing is this, is that like, I know everybody is a comedian. You know, we're all, you know, most of us who come here are comedians. You know, comedians have podcasts, and I'm just not a comedian 24/7. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. This is not who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't want to regress into anything that would get me in trouble or anything like that. And
is it fair to say that perhaps you're not as close to Robbie as you are with, let's say, just me, where if I'm wilding out, you'd be like, yo, Fig, fucking relax. And I'd be like, all right. Maybe Robbie was in the zone. And
or maybe it wasn't
that
big of a deal, but it was blown out of proportion. Yeah,
through the comments.
Not
the
by
people.
Me.
Right, but by like the fans and maybe by the other party.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And the thing is this, like, look. You know what? I should be your co-host because I say that for real.
Yeah. I'm happy I get to hit the button.
So we had a guy on Hakeem Green who didn't know
Green.
He had no idea about the bell. And every time Shannon hit it, he was like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? You got autism?
He thought something was wrong. Fig also retells this story literally every episode.
Yeah.
We got a clip. We got to find that moment because it's so funny because he's like, the hell the fuck? She's like, yeah, now I'm here on a show with a fat guy, girl who keeps hitting the fucking bell. Like, he was just so turned off. It was funny. But anyways.
I mean,
it's not a big deal, I feel, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Basically, like, it's all fucking... Oh, no, okay.
I mean, it's whatever. It's like, I'm pissed about it, for sure.
What are you pissed about?
Like, it's annoying. Just the whole thing is annoying. Like, so many of us talk shit about each other or make jokes about each other while we're doing fucking podcasts. And it's like, so do it back.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You want to be a victim? Like, you want people to feel sorry for you?
It is weird to like have such sensitivity over something. Because
this is the thing: if
so
you
simple.
Like, if someone wants to really feel like a victim, I could make you feel like a victim for real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? This reminds me of this shit back in the day where, like, I remember I grabbed this guy, and when I pulled him, I like ripped his whole shirt off. Like, oh, he had a shirt on, and then he was shirtless.
You were in Equinox?
No. I was
WWE.
On a job site. I was on a job site, but then he was like, oh my God, you assaulted me. And I was like, assault? Like, this is not assault. Like, I just grabbed you. I'll show you what assault is if you want to see it. Now, in the court of law, that is assault, though. You can't be doing that. And then Robbie reached out to me, and he was like, you know, he let me know that it hurt his feelings, what we said. And then, you know, we went back and forth, and he annoyed me. So I was like, I basically just put my foot down, and then, you know, my girl, God bless her soul, was just like, you can't be acting like that. You know, you're different now. You know, I'm a counselor during the day at my regular job. So I apologized for hurting his feelings. All right.
You know what I think? I think that people...
No, time out. Stop.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because now I'm talking.
Oh, sorry, Poppy. Sorry. Go, Poppy. I wasn't going to. Go, Poppy. Go.
And then it just, from what somebody always has something to say to me, like, you know, someone's like, oh, he came up to me and said this, he came up to me and said this, or this happened. It's like, we squashed it that evening, and he continues to talk about it.
To other people.
That's what I'm gathering.
It does also, like, give me a little bit of, like, an icky feeling, the fact of, like, one man telling another man, you hurt my feelings. Sorry, but
I mean,
especially
that lets you know right now, like, guys, you gotta fucking,
especially
you gotta,
like,
not try to be sensitive, even though we're sensitive, you gotta hold it in because we're men.
No, it's okay to be sensitive over things that really matter.
Yeah.
But over like words said on a podcast where it's like, I didn't love what you did on my podcast, that shouldn't hurt anybody's feelings who is in this industry, I feel like.
Yeah. And speaking of industry, any young podcasters, young comics, I think the overall message you need to learn is this. You got to know your guests when you put your guests on a show. You got to have an idea
fuck
what your guests
you,
are like, right?
Don't fucking sit here and try
right.
to fucking
I'm giving you yin and yang.
Podcasting mentor fucking.
Here's yin and yang. You got to know your guests. You got to be a little prepared, right? And then
podcast
also,
Derek
now.
And then
you.
Also,
it's gonna be a great
and then
episode.
Also, I try to grab his hand, he put it away. And also, you got to know the show you're on, so you got to know how to act. Like, you can't go, you can't be 100%
listen,
fucking wild.
Listen, I'm the gay, I'm the gay.
So in the middle, you got to meet in the middle and be like, okay, let's get comfortable if, and then break the ice and be cool.
Shut up, all right?
Smack me, hit me.
I'm the gay
rip
is
the shirt
not
off.
Like your regular. You probably, the views will probably go through the roof.
This, I don't think your shirt will rip.
I'm the gay is not your regular comedy podcast, like where it's just like jokes. We tell stories, we talk to our guests, we have them comment on the stories. And if laughs come out of that, laughs come out of that. We've had very, like, pretty serious episodes on the gate, and then Gio will say something about rape, and that's like,
and that's what I'm saying. You got to know the show you're on, and you got to.
But the thing is, this is like, Jesus,
Shannon's right, locked in.
I'm gonna fucking stop. I get messages sometimes. People tell me they think I'm very funny. I get messages sometimes. People tell me I suck. I don't. I can't really focus on either one of them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still young in comedy. I'm going on 7 years. I mean, I'm old as most, like, older comedians. I'm as, like, their age. I'm, like, their age. But I'm just younger in comedy. But I also realize that, like, I can't let this shit affect me. Like, outside of the jokes and the podcast, stage time, I have a whole other life. Like, it's full.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very full. And I just won't let anything from this, like, creep into it. Like, it's not my identity. It's not who I am.
Yeah, man. I feel you, brother.
And maybe that's like a piece of
my
it.
My identity is I'm a fucking reformed criminal who can fucking snap back. I'm joking.
I think the comments and the people
you're gonna
that
get a
watch
lot of phone
the
calls
show,
after this.
The people that comment and they make things like drag on, you know, like, because in reality, it's like, all right, the show's over and you go to your life and then you do it again and there's no hard feelings. But the comments and people,
but
the viewers, they fuck, if you keep watching it and looking at it, they stretch it out and you
but
gotta just ignore it.
It's up to, like, the person, though, to let that bother them or not
exactly.
bother
yeah,
them.
That is, yes.
And it's like us putting ourselves in this position here, you're putting yourself up for that. For, like, the comments and DMs and whatever. And it's like, you put yourself here.
Yes.
Like, no one forced him to be on the show. And it's like, whether he thinks that what Derek and Gio said were right or wrong, they
we're going to have him back
it.
On. We're going to have him back on.
With bouncers.
No, I think we'll have Lewis on with him. That's what we'll do.
Oh, another mediation.
Yeah. No, we'll go to court and we'll see who was right.
I don't even think
it's right. Well, it'll be
so
court.
With this said, we've never watched Robbie's episode with Robbie. We don't know what Robbie said.
I did not.
We
I do
all
not know.
I came in and Paco was like, he's upset. I'm like, what the fuck? And everything, that's not true. So, you know, it is what it is, but it's everybody loves to gossip and everybody's like,
you know, so
it's not a big, you know.
When I believed we squashed it, you know, I was like, everything is fine. But then I came back from I was on the road for like 4 days when I came back. People are just like, and you know, I've seen him a few times and now I'm very aggravated.
I say, watch out, Robbie.
you're
aggravating the
wrong
person.
You're not gonna let that. You
aggravate.
You're bigger than
you aggravating me now.
You're bigger than that. You're bigger than
you
that.
You aggravate me now.
All right, guys, real quick. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Mm-hmm. Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8.
Delta 8, let me tell you something right now. Not only is it anti-inflammatory, it's also delicious. I recently had some of the gummies, the peach gummies, the blueberry gummies, the rings. They were fantastic. It's a great high. It's a great time, and it will make you feel good.
Are you making up the anti-inflammatory part?
No, I recently looked it up because I gave it to somebody who was a little bit like timid about it, and when they Googled it, Delta 8, the first thing that comes up is that it's actually anti-inflammatory and it's good for you.
Fun fact. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off.
One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Let's get back into it.
Now you're bigger than
that. That reminds me of that Mike Tyson interview. Which where he goes, the guy's asking him if he's really changed in his life, and he's like... He's like, you know what? You aggravate me now. I guess I have changed because I'm not assailing you right now.
I used to be a boss. I used to be a boss. I used to be so bad. I would do.
You see him kissing Hezbollah?
Yeah, I saw.
He thought Hezbollah was a baby. He's kissing Hezbollah. Hezbollah, like, get off of it.
And at the end of the day, like, I don't want to have beef with anybody.
We just want to be liked by everybody.
The thing, no, I don't want to just be liked by everybody. Do I look like a pussy bitch? That's not my fucking my thing. I don't want people to like. If you don't like me, you don't like me. I don't like everybody.
Jorge, do you like me, Jorge?
But
hesitated. No,
he's he stepped away.
I mean, I don't want to have problems with anybody. And also, I'm old as fuck. I can't just be getting physical anymore.
You're not that old.
Blow my elbow out, blow my knee out, pull my back.
You're 36, you know what I mean? Relax.
I'm 42.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
We're the same age. I'm going to be 42 in 2 months.
But that's my take on it.
That's fair. I do wish that I don't know, I forgot about this whole thing until I heard you guys talking about it before. But I didn't ever listen to like anything that he has said publicly about it. So I don't know, but
neither have I.
Okay.
Neither have I, because he reached out to me. I spoke to him.
Did you do phone call or text?
I did it through text.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
You have evidence that it was resolved.
Oh, I mean, if we're gonna play the receipt game, new word I learned from my girl. Receipts. You gotta have your receipts.
That's Cat Williams.
I could, if I really wanted to be a goofy bitch, like I could draw this thing out and just be so stupid with it. But I'm not gonna. I will have them on, and we'll go to court. We'll see who was wrong and who was right.
It's also like, what can the resolution? Like, what is he looking for? But then again,
to be honest with you, I feel like this is probably a good thing for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you guys squashed it, then the only thing that he can be benefiting is like people trying to get people on his side.
The thing is, good for him. But the thing is this, I don't understand why people think like they can even like, I'm approachable. You know what I mean? Like that you could be like, hey, just so you know, you really upset me. No, you don't. Like who, like, thank God it happened on like Messenger. You know what I mean?
Not in person?
Yeah. Thank God.
But have you guys seen each other in person?
Yeah. Yeah, and I ignore him.
All right, so you know what? You just let bygones be bygones.
We're gonna have him. We're gonna have him on the gate. We're gonna have him on.
If I know Robbie, he probably won't want to be on. He won't want to have to come on. You know what I mean? But also,
I'll make him come.
Who gives a fuck?
No, I'm joking.
I'm joking. I'm gonna come.
Oh boy, if we want to really sensationalize this, we have great quotes from you during this episode.
Just approach me. You want to approach me? I'll show you what it's like to get your shirt ripped off. Approach me.
That's why I'm not assailing you right now.
You're lucky with the messenger.
Well, Shannon, you did it. You got it out of me.
You went from really choosing your words carefully to telling Fix to shut up so you can finish.
Guys, it's like yin and it's like yay, but everything I said is exactly what you guys are saying.
The thing is, I don't know. I didn't say it. I stopped myself. I don't want to have problems with anybody because, you know, I know what it's like to actually have real problems with people who can fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have any issues. It was a joke. It didn't fucking get taken well. Sorry. It fucking happens. Yeah. That's just what it is. You know? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on.
All right.
So we've really...
I'm not done yet. No, I'm messing around.
Really, by the way, I was nervous that because you've been on the show before and told stories before, I'm like, I hope we can really fill this hour. And we are 40 minutes in and haven't gotten to any
segments. No way. Are we going
to really? About 40, 40-ish minutes, yeah.
You guys having fun?
It's Derek's family, of course. Yeah, Derek's family, man.
Family episodes, I feel like, usually go in this direction. We just bullshit and then throw all the segments out. But that's great. The fans love it, by the way. The fans love family episodes. Mm-hmm. And no matter who the guest is, if they don't know who it is, the shit that they talk in the comments is so annoying. It's like, give other people a chance sometimes. Some people that you don't know. It's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, let me think now.
Wolfgang is coming. He's running late, right?
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
It really makes me laugh.
Nick Mullen Jr., you mean?
By the way, while we're here, has he said any words about it?
Wolfgang?
Yeah.
No. Me and Wolfgang are totally fine. Wolfgang has pissed me off before
but
in
not
our friendship.
This whole thing.
Yeah, but not with this, no. No, he knows better.
Okay. All right, so all right, let's...
he knows better. Assault.
Let's I'm gonna end up walking by an open mic, and they're just gonna beat the shit out of me. 15 open
like
micers.
Derek.
I'm gonna fucking be slinging them off me on McDougal Street.
Yeah. Okay, so we have of the three segments, we're not gonna be able to get through all of them. Oh boy, I'm here.
No, I can make them quick.
Okay, all right.
I lied about all of them. None of no, it's all.
I skimmed just because I didn't want to like know the details. Okay, so we'll do bad dates first. So again, so Derek's been on the show twice before. If you want to check out the other episodes, episode 330 and 282, go to gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI14. So you've talked about. Oh, I didn't write them all down here.
Was I there for both those episodes?
You were on for one of them, I believe, cool. The last time in studio. But that time we talked about. We spent most of it talking about. Your guys' episode, Gio with the herpes girl walking out.
Yeah.
That was like 90% of the episode.
Yeah.
So we rushed through the segments.
Miss Watkins. Carla. Yeah. Yes. We're all cool. We're all cool again. Yes.
More beef. Podcast
dude,
beef.
Dude, me and my girl, we were leaving New York Comedy Club one day, and we get into a car full of comics, and fucking Carla's there. I was like, oh, no. And they fucking hit it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck. And then me and Carla are like, she's not speaking to me at
Still.
That point. No, oh, she okay. is now.
You,
but
you ever get
but she
thing?
Was like, you know, Derek was my friend, and he hurt my feelings. And I was like, oh, God. I'm like, I'm outnumbered.
You're kind of like the grumpy uncle that guy. You know what I mean? I feel like you're always in that position where you're like,
I'm a curmudgeon.
Everybody loves
for
you.
Sure.
Everybody loves you, but you keep it real. You
not
say
anymore.
Shit sometimes. Everybody loves you.
Not
and
anymore.
You keep it real.
Minus
and it's
one.
Like, he's the grumpy uncle. It's like, and it's like, all right, you gotta talk to him. You know. But yeah. I love that. I like that about you. You. I look at you like a big brother, man. I love that shit. I always wanted a big brother, bro. I love that shit.
Okay, so I'm
always
previous...
happy to see you in the green room, man.
I gotta make you like my real little brother.
Put me into shape.
I'm gonna kill you.
All right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace, Carlito.
That's going in that clip. That quote.
Assault! I killed my brother!
Just me saying violent
just
things.
Just threats. Okay, so in previous episodes, in the bad date segment, which is bad date stories or weird sexual experiences, you've talked about... yes, please. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. We've talked about hot chick, sprained ankle, gym floor,
mm-hmm.
The girl who asked for the butcher knife to the throat.
Same girl.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yep.
Oh,
my
shit.
Mistake. And then a friend's cousin, sex on the playground slide, balcony, and then what do you want to name it?
Yeah, came in her.
Yeah.
Ooh, sex
yeah.
on the playground.
I came in her.
I want to talk.
You were here for that one. Because yeah. Figs yeah. never pays any yeah. attention.
Because I'm always hammered. I go, I don't want to drink it. You're like, hey, sure.
I came in her to it. Just something else
you
about
sure
that
you don't
morning.
Drink? Why you drink with me?
Her water, pH please. Balance must have been off because it fucking stunk to holy hell
you
in that fucking room.
But you were like, you were finishing inside of her so many times in a row.
Yes, yes.
Her body didn't have time to like cleanse.
It smelled like leftovers. Like it smelled like you know you
my
jerk
shit,
off.
My shit potent, B. My cum potent.
Like
I feel like that's pretty like gross. It's a gross sentence. That's also going in the clip.
The walls of that cave, man.
Okay. Do you have another bad date or weird sex story?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What was the one that I sent you? All right. Yeah. Oh yeah. So this is when I was like early in recovery.
Okay.
I was like less than a year. Sober. I was living in the therapeutic community.
Mm-hmm.
So it was,
like a halfway house?
No, it's way less. You don't get as much freedom at a therapeutic community.
Okay.
Like there's phases.
Okay.
Phase one, no phone, no nothing. They call it blackout.
Remind me off of heroin.
Off of heroin, yeah. So, but they detox you, then they send you to this place. But even like 6 months after that is still hell because your brain chemistry is so fucked up from the
but
heroin.
Aren't, sorry to interrupt the story, but like aren't halfway houses also like nightmares? If this is like...
Oh, some can be, yes.
So this is probably worse.
This place is like you either listen to them or they send you back to Rikers.
Okay.
So, and some guys did quit. They just couldn't handle it because they're really on you for real. Like mm-hmm. they're telling you about yourself. They tear you down, build you back up.
Okay.
Like I remember like my first day there. I might have said this on the show before. You go and they tell you to address everybody as family, right? So they're sitting down and you're like a new client and they're like address them as family. Like, hello, family. And I'm like, my name is Derek, and I'm here to get my life back. And someone from the back just went, shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that's the worst.
And then that person should be punished.
No, that's what they do. And every Sunday there, you know how like Sunday people get the Sunday scaries and shit like that? Like you're preparing for your week. You're mentally preparing,
okay.
right?
Okay.
Sundays there, what they would do is they would do this thing called confrontation group, right? So like everybody, all 40 men sit in a circle. It's
you and Robbie Goodwin face to face.
Well, so this is the thing.
Pride him with those
so
proper props.
There's a box in the house for, and it says for slips, confrontation group slips. So if I saw Figs like eating out of the fridge at like 1 a.m.
Why does that have to be a food thing?
I would write Figs is eating late at night when he's not supposed to. It's bad for his health.
You live in my house.
I go, he wakes people up when he does it. You know, he's disgusting.
Oh, can we have a confrontation box for this show?
So, but listen, so then you slot, you put that in. You put that into
like
the
box. Like a complaint
box. Yes. And then they'll be like, Derek Drescher brings Michael Figueroa to a confrontation
group. To skank court.
Then I tell him all that stuff about himself. Right? Now, if there was not a reason for him to drop a slip on me, or he did not drop a slip on me, he can say absolutely nothing.
Wow.
You have to, they call it holding your belly. You have to hold your belly.
This sounds like abuse.
That sounds like it builds.
So, but
builds,
you gotta realize, like on Sundays, people will be like, yo, I heard Figs dropped a slip on you, boy.
Oh, so you had to make something up.
So then you do it, and sometimes they didn't drop a slip on you, and you're like, So yeah, it got wild. It got wild.
Can I make a suggestion that you should do this as a segment on the Gate?
Okay. That's a confession.
Where you guys like have a slip for each other.
Where we drop
every
slip
week.
On
yes.
each other.
You have to do that.
I feel like you and Gio would fucking fill that
great.
Box. Out.
So there would be like 40 guys just fucking, and we would say the meanest shit to each other. Like I remember telling a guy one time, I was like, "You're never going to see your children again. You're gonna die with a crack pipe in your mouth."
Well, it was because he was doing the wrong thing, and you were trying to help him.
No,
well,
we just
hated him.
We just had beef.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Well, okay. We're learning about Derek.
And it happened to me too. It happened to me. But you cannot. What'd
they say about you?
Oh, so many things. So many. They say, like, you know, my family wasn't talking to me. They're like, you know, they say things like, your family doesn't even
what
want
kind of
you.
What shit is
yes,
this? What do you, what, this just sounds
it's
like
abusive.
I mean, but this is the thing. Like, if you can stay, if you can stay there and get through it, right? Get through it. Like, it really prepares you for the outside.
It's like being a podcast host.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We get used to taking shit and you're not sensitive anymore.
Because, listen,
you gotta hold your belly.
The world is a mean place.
Right.
And nothing, if the world and the universe is like, nah, Shannon, guess what? You're gonna get fucking stuck in the rain today. There's nothing you could do about it. You have no control over it. And basically what they were trying to teach us is you're gonna fucking deal with assholes. You're gonna have shitty bosses. You know, you're not gonna get everything you want. What the fuck are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna get violent and fucking strangle somebody? Are you gonna do drugs again, or are you just gonna fucking keep chugging along? You know
what? I've changed my mind on this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because now I feel like I feel like everybody that's like this like younger generation where they're like, oh, I'm offended because you said this or misgendered or whatever, like all these things that everyone is so offended by.
Right.
I feel like if they had to go through this once, they wouldn't be so
willy-nilly
like,
to get upset.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
It
it's
builds
great.
Patience or like it builds like a thick skin?
A thick skin.
Yeah, you build a thick skin for sure. Absolutely. And when, you know,
are you friends with those guys?
Most of those guys I went to that with are like either back relapse. In prison or dead. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's a bummer. So maybe this isn't a new movie. I switch back. It's not great.
So, I was going to stop doing drugs.
Sometimes people get caught up in the structure of things too, right? Because, you know, they make you do shit like when you'd have meetings, everybody would have to wear a tie and you fucking comb your hair. You're down there looking like a goofball. You know, some people pick up that structure quickly and they're like, you know, and it helps them stay clean, but then they don't really work on themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing in these groups? Like, are you really opening up the trash bag and getting rid of that shit?
I thought you meant like people are used to being in the system, because there are sometimes when I watch like the body cam videos where someone is like they're fighting the cops so bad and just like cursing them out, fighting as bad as they can, and then I realize it's like they've been in jail so many times that they're like, I know I'm going back, so I'm just gonna make it as hard for the cops as possible.
Yeah, a real institutionalized motherfucker isn't, he's just gonna go
just quiet.
Yeah,
I don't see a lot of those, but I guess that it's not fun to watch.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. But like Derek Drescher's 38th arrest. It's like, all right, boys, you guys see the game? You know, fucking that kind of corny shit in the back of the car, yeah.
Okay, so this is a bad date or weird sex story.
So, yeah, so I'm in the program, right? And all these guys are like, and I was never a big
unisex
technology
or just
guy.
Guys?
It's all guys, okay. All dudes. All dudes, a couple nurses. And they're
what
like-
What does that mean?
Hot nurses?
Yeah, where you get your medicine. So they were the women. They had
the faculty. Some of the
but yeah, you're grouping and doing everything with men. It's just men.
I didn't know if that was some sort of jail term, like nurses.
Nurses. Guys with
Big tits and wet nurses. Yeah, fucking. So, they're you know, they're teaching me Plenty of Fish. They're teaching me Tinder, right? And I meet this girl on Plenty of Fish, and she's from Long Island. So I have to like put in a pass to go, mm-hmm. And then I have to like, you know, have a reason of why, and like your shit needs to be legit.
You say like where you're going.
Like if you're going to take the Long Island Railroad, you need to like have a ticket for the Long Island Railroad.
And you say like, because I'm going on a date.
Well, I had to lie. I don't remember what the fuck I said exactly.
How do you make money? Did you work and make money?
Like if you hit phase three, then they'll allow you to look for a job. Yeah. Okay. So I'm on phase two now, where I have a little freedom, and I could take like a 6-hour pass or a 12-hour pass. So I had to put in a pass for this. I don't remember what I said exactly, but I know she had kids. And then we're way out in fucking, we're deep in fucking Long Island, like Grand Concomo. That's far away, right?
I don't know. I don't know Long Island places.
I heard Grand Concourse. That's the Bronx. So, you said Grand Concomo?
We went out to eat.
That's what I heard, Grand Concomo. You said Grand Concomo?
Grand Concomo, whatever the fuck, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a Native American.
It sounds like
it is 100% Native American, oh, cool. Michael. Yes.
Brings Does that help you to locate where it is?
Yeah. No, I thought you were making up something.
The Long Island tribe. No, Grand Concomo.
Oh, Grand Concomo, okay.
Jesus Christ.
You just like saying the word.
Yeah, Grand Concomo sounds cool. That's like, I'm in detective mode right now.
You're fucking annoying me now.
I'm sorry, Pop. Sorry, don't hit me, Daddy. I'm sorry. I'm starting doing Adam Sandler real fast.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jerry.
No, he's going to have flashbacks.
And a 12-hour pass.
We get out there. She takes me out to eat. Then we go back to her place. She was very, like, she really wanted to have sex with me. She was very physical, touching me.
She was a little blind or something?
And I felt very, something about it made me very uncomfortable, right? Yeah. And you always got to also realize, too, I, like, completely lied to this woman. Like, I told her, you know, I live on 43rd and 8th. And, like, I have this, you know, I lied about I had no job, right? Mm-hmm. I was
like a stockbroker.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a drug addict. Yeah, I'm a drug addict. Like, oh, I work for this. Completely lied to her.
Was she Native American at all?
No.
Well, you got to let go of this face. You have to let it go. Right. It's not your detective.
Kakama, and like indigenous people. Like.
I had to use the bathroom, and then I just like, I look at the pictures in the house, and there's a man in all the pictures with children. And I'm like, you're married? And she's like, oh, I'm separated. And I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, and then I saw a military picture. Oh, I'm like, oh, he served? And she's like, yeah, 2 tours in Afghanistan. And I was like, oh, all right. And she's like, horrible PTSD. And I'm like,
oh, ooh. No.
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it's really, really bad. Like, he's like in and out of like the veterans programs and shelters. And I'm just like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because like this guy will like rappel through the fucking window. You know what I mean? And then I faked a phone call. I'm like, oh, it's my mom. And I'm like, oh, I got to go. A family emergency. And she brought me back to the lure. But yeah, I was scared to death this guy was going to fucking just come in and cut my throat.
What did she do to make you think that she really wanted to fuck you a lot?
Like, she wanted to stop touching me.
Was she wearing like a gown?
She looked so much better in her picture on the app than she did in real life.
What does she look like?
She's very, very short. Shorter than Shannon.
That's midget height.
That's weird. Yeah.
So she was a dwarf, yeah.
And she wasn't a fucking dwarf.
She was a dwarf. She was an indigenous dwarf in Grand Kakamo.
She wasn't a dwarf.
Grand Gluck Gluck.
So, yeah, there was that. That is probably that. I mean, I just.
What a waste of a pass.
You should have just banged her out. You've been stuck in that fucking halfway foster home all that time.
Nah, dude. Military guys who have been through stuff. Like, one, that made me feel bad.
Yeah.
And then two, when she's like a horrible PTSD. Like,
also, she's like rolling the dice with her life.
For sure.
In that situation. What a bad decision.
100%. What's happened to her.
When she followed you on Tinder, does it say anything about that you were in phase two of the report?
No. I lied.
I'm from New Jersey.
You see, he doesn't listen, Derek.
I was in like this. I did like, they let me do this internship at one point where like, I can make a couple bucks. It was tax-free, but I looked like I was like some kind of like engineer, but I wasn't, you know, so there was just, I used those pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, you know, shit like that.
So you
like,
both kind of
on tie, like a polo shirt.
So you both lied a little bit. She was
for
short.
Sure, for sure.
You said you worked.
She didn't lie about being short, Fig. That's not what she lied about.
She was a shorty.
But for me to take a 2-hour train, go out there, and then, you know, she paid for the food too.
That's something. Free meal.
Yeah, free meal.
Good food?
No. No. It wasn't.
Big red flag.
Yeah. And then yeah, just seeing like, why, if I was, she should not have had the pictures out like that. But who knows? Maybe he comes home and the pictures aren't there and he fucking kills everybody.
So no, like, no hand job. Like, you didn't get anything out of this but the free meal.
Nothing. Where like, she was like hugging me and like, yeah.
Figs wants you to show on him.
You should have banged her out just to make her feel good. But you did the right thing. You felt it. You felt the aura of the fact that this guy might come through and rage hell.
But you want to know the big thing about that is that while I was in program, they like talked to you about lying and not being like honest. And like that shook me. I was like,
that's good.
Guys, I was involved in dishonesty this fucking week.
You did. You admitted it.
Yeah. I'll never do anything like that again. But. Yeah, it was...
What, be honest?
Well, just be in a group and be like, and like telling myself like that. I mean, I guess it was good for me for where I was at that time.
Yeah, that's probably like a big step for you.
Yeah.
That's good. So there's at least a lesson, lesson learned.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to bad things.
Bad things with you.
All right, this is Bad Things, part of the show. We talk about fight stories, physical altercations. By the way, I'm not checking text. I just didn't write down the stories. I have them in my phone.
Hey, guys, let's take a moment to talk about those $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. Now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can also get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
$60? How did they solve that legendary kilo problem? I wonder.
What? That's not English.
Will anyone be able to solve the $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
If you guys are a fan of, by the way, we got to start doing the ads before the show. It's a real problem at the end. No? No comment?
Yeah, I'm okay. I feel like it's okay.
If you guys are a fan of Kratom, you know that you normally have to go to like your corner store or whatever and buy whatever they have behind the counter. But at Yo Kratom, you can trust the quality of what they have. And they have every strain you could want, even their own proprietary strains. So go to YoKratom.com right now and you can get your own $60 kilo of whatever strain you want.
That's right. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Where were we, Shannon?
So the only thing that I wrote down of the stories that you've told in the past, I'm sure you've told more, was the fight with you and Gio.
Right.
Outside the comedy club.
Yeah.
Do you have another fight story?
Fight? Where I got into a fight? I have so many fights that I've gotten into.
Figs, you want to just give me a small?
Let me try to remember the last time I got fucked up before that.
Or a winning fight.
Last time you got beat, you got...
Yeah, it's always funnier when you tell the ones where you got beat up.
That's a lot. Now make yours even to mine.
Because even though you would say I had... maybe got the better of that guy in that fight, I guarantee you the next day he was still riding around on his bike harassing people. I was laid up in bed.
Right, he's probably on a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. But I remember my buddy used to ten bar, and he was also a veteran who... No, he didn't ten bar. He, like, bar-backed. His girlfriend tended bar. But he was also... He'd done a couple tours overseas, too, and was fucking a horrible drunk. Did lots of drugs. He was a mess, right? Everybody always tells stories is like, yeah, I was fucking shooting a 50 cal off a Humvee. And I'm like, I think he really did.
By the way, to what you're saying, I do see often on dating apps like guys in like fatigues and stuff. Mm-hmm. And while it's an attractive thing, I immediately think they're probably gonna murder me.
He killed children. Yes. Yeah, he's a child killer.
Yes, and if there's like a firework outside,
he's addicted to opiates.
Yeah, and if there's a firework, I'm gonna get killed. Yeah.
So, I walk into this bar, and she's bartending. I order chicken wings. Right, I'm just like, hey, sweetheart, good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm eating chicken wings. Nothing,
sweetheart. I like that. Sweetheart.
Wild
Italian. Sweetheart. Yeah.
How you doing, gorgeous? Yeah, you know, that's how I talk. Like an old guy.
Let me
lemon
pepper, sweetheart.
And I go out to smoke a cigarette, and then he comes out, and he's like, "You fucking flirting with my girl, bro?
Uh-oh.
You hitting on my girl?" And like, I don't think he's serious
because you guys are friends for a
while.
We're
friends. Okay. Yes, we're friends. Like, And I'm smoking my cigarette, and I go, dude, I go, not to be a dick, but no one would ever hit on your girl.
Oh, right? No.
I wasn't even
joking.
I was completely joking.
That's not really a great joke. It's not the way to de-escalate the situation.
I'm learning a lot now about, you know, being mean
and
jokes.
Any normal person would be like, okay, all right.
I'm starting to learn about it, right? And I'm not even paying attention to him. Then he fucking puts me in a headlock, right?
Oh, no.
And I just started, he had me in a headlock, and I'm punching him in the face like this, right? And her brother worked in the bar, has a bouncer. Huge fucking juice head
buddy. Didn't pronounce the H again. Didn't pronounce the H.
You're right. Colin.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I talk.
You say huge. It's okay. Go ahead. Continue. He's a huge guy.
Like Donald Trump.
Guy's jacked. Jack juice head, right?
I like that.
And I see him through the door. He already doesn't like my friend because he's putting his sister through so much shit, okay. Right? But it's just become a thing that he gets drunk and acts out. I see him look at us, and then he just starts running. And I was like, yo, let go. I was like, let go, look. And he just fucking tackles both of us. And there was like steps, like Steve is just laid out. I banged my head off the banister, and I fall down the steps. And like it knocked me. I was like, it turned my legs into noodles. So like I was a little concussed, right? And then I get up. And he's standing at the top of the steps, her brother, and he's like, get the fuck out of here.
To you?
To me. And I go, I'm not leaving here until I kick your ass. That's what I said to him.
Like, from the ground?
Fucking Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I had a reputation already back then for a guy who does not fight fair and, is a dirty fighter. And, well, like, back then, if we fought and you beat me, like, it wasn't over. Mm-hmm. Like, I would continue to do things. Like, I would make your life a living hell.
You fought me. It's a problem. You know what I
mean? Yeah, like, you'd have to worry about leaving for work in the morning.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not proud of it. So he goes and gets his buddies, and I don't care. I'm like, come on, come down. And
like the other bouncers.
Yeah, like, these are his friends. Mm-hmm. Just fucking three or four just fucking jacked guys. I'm like, come on, come down.
Are you drunk at this? Are you like on anything?
No, I wasn't really that fucked up. No, not at that point. I was probably definitely on a couple pills, I'd say. Roxycontin, probably. It was before I really got bad on the heroin. This is probably like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're not coming down. So I'm like, oh, you fucking pussies. And I start walking away.
Where's the other guy? Where's the army guy?
He's still on the ground. He's out. Okay. He's just out. Okay. Like, knocked the fuck out. And he would be of no use to me anyway. And my little buddy Chucky's there. He's like, come on, man. He's a little guy. He's like, come on, man. Fuck these guys. Get the fuck out of here. And we start walking back. And then all of a sudden, I just hear like footsteps. And I fucking get hit. And I just see a flash. Yeah. And then I wake up on the ground. I come back on the ground. And I hop up. And like Chucky is like around my neck. So while they were stomping me out and kicking me, Chucky tried to cover me up.
A good guy.
But dude, I mean, he was literally hanging on me when I stood up, and I'm not like the tallest guy either. And then they all ran away. And then I see my buddy Casey, God rest his soul. He's no longer with us.
He died that night.
No, yeah.
I'm kidding. Sorry.
Get
the things out. This
now,
is Chucky with
now,
us?
Now, this is a guy. Casey. This is a guy that I could have used, like, who would have helped me a lot, right? And he's standing there, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck, man? I'm like, why didn't you do anything? And he goes, Derek, you got a big fucking mouth, bro. And that's fucking. So I guess he heard me say that to my other buddy.
So then how do you leave the situation?
I just walked and went home.
So you woke up on the ground outside?
Yeah, this all happened outside. This was behind the bar. Got it. But yeah, I remember when I woke up the next day, I had like boot prints on my fucking...
Oh, fuck.
I was bruised up. Yeah.
I do, by the way, kind of like back in the day where bouncers could kind of stomp out someone who was a problem.
Funniest part, I lost my glasses. I lost my glasses when he tackled us, and I went back. I took a shower, I iced myself, and I went back in there the next day like a fucking man. And the father was there. And I go, I lost a pair of glasses here last night, and he handed it to me, and he goes, take it easy, man.
That's, yeah,
yeah, be a little
even
better
though
next
you weren't
time.
Wrong for this though. Did you ever tell them, like,
he was wrong.
I mean, I feel like,
you went outside and you smoked a cigarette, and this guy
talked shit to the bouncer.
I feel like the universe is testing me right now. That's what I feel like. It's bringing these things back around.
By the way, this makes me think of the Jerky Boys when he's like, I lost my shoes and my glasses. That's really the one who said that.
Nobody, you didn't say anything about that guy. That guy came out
to the bouncer. The bouncer didn't do anything to him.
I get it, but that guy initiated.
And the thing is, her brother, the bouncer, was he did that because of how much she hated her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, they were sick of this guy. He's causing problems there all the time. You know, she eventually broke up with him, but at that point she wasn't breaking up with him, blah, 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 all that happy horse shit.
Gotcha.
But yeah. So it was, but I was just very embarrassed by what had happened. And
your glasses survived. So shout out to the manufacturer of your glasses.
Shout out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they came off. I don't remember when they came off. I just know I'm like, fuck. Like, they definitely came off there. But yeah, they were there when I went back.
Also, like, the bouncers aren't going to be there in the morning.
No, yeah, I went like around 2 o'clock, yeah, something like that.
In the morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Was this a place you've gone to a couple times, or you're like, I'm not going back here?
I went back after.
And then was all right. Was the girl's brother like with you after?
Yeah. I mean, it was just one of those things where it's like, I'm choosing to die on this hill. I'm not going to let this slide. But, you know, I tip my hat to them for being able to creep up behind me, and I was knocked out. I don't know exactly how long it was for.
Yeah. But shout out to Chucky.
Chucky.
He's a real guy. One. Is he okay?
Probably not.
No. When's the last time you spoke to Chuck?
Well, it's been years.
He held you down, man.
He held me down. Literally. He held me down, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he knew that you weren't too wrong in the situation.
No, he's like his friend.
Yeah, but you that guy fucking started it. The bouncer should have knew that guy started.
So, dude, this is the thing. Anytime you get guys that are just have like a moral depravity about them, and you throw alcohol or drugs in the mix, it's gonna be a problem, especially out in a thing like that. Yeah.
Was she hot?
I don't think that even matters.
No, she was a little person.
She was Irish, a lot of freckles.
Is this the right? No, I'm thinking of the other person.
I'm thinking of the bartender.
Yeah, not my type.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the other girl. That was the little person.
Little person.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fireman's bar.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Even though, I've switched around on firemen. After the singles mixer that I went to in fireman, I'm out. I think I want to find maybe like a cop bar. I'm sorry.
Veterinarian. Listen, I have no problem with the police. You know, I agree with everything they're doing.
Yes, support the police.
When I watch the body cam footage and I see two like jacked arms with two like sleeves of tattoos, I'm like, I want to see what the rest of this guy looks like. Yeah. Fireman, I'm kind of over.
You gotta let it go. You need a nice Filipino vet tech. That's what you need. Well, let me ask you a question. Imagine Paco, taller, jacked, tattoos, vet tech. Get your discounts on all your pet needs.
Yo, if Paco was taller, he'd be knocked
out. He would
be doing great if he were taller. Yeah. But I've never like had like anything for like any Asian men, I don't think. I just don't think that's for me. It's not a race, it's just a preference.
No, you know what? You wanted to clip my boy with his hate? We're gonna clip that.
Now cut to Paco drinking Annie Letterman's spit water.
Jesus.
Unrealized.
For real?
He did it.
It was the perfect thing to do.
Because she didn't have toothpaste. She didn't brush her teeth earlier that morning.
Like, you came in here with a dirty mouth.
I saw the first 5 seconds. And I was like, I'm not going to watch the rest of the side.
I couldn't really see it live on air, but when I watched the clip, I was like, it made me gag.
You didn't watch the part where he drinks it? Can we put it on while I pee?
No, come on, man.
Come on, baby.
You're going to go pee? Gas digital pee.
Mike, you have diabetes.
Pre-diabetic.
Okay, I'll go pee real quick.
Okay, let me get it. If you guys have it, we can play it real quick. There she is. Are you really not going to watch it? It bothers you that much?
This is the thing that bothers me about this platform.
Go, please.
Between this and people putting their cocks in their mouths. And
that's not on this show.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In general.
I get it.
The human fluids. The fucking transfer of fluids.
It skeeves me out. That really like disgusted me. Yeah. I understand what he's going for. And that's not the grossest thing that's happened in this room. It's not. You made it through an SDR show. Nothing that bad happened.
No. Those hookers were very high. They were classy broads. They were great.
We usually have classy hookers on the SDR show.
I mean, that's just gross.
It's disgusting.
Harrington, don't you think that's gross?
Yeah, as somebody who's done some pretty gross stuff on this network, that made my stomach turn.
See?
I do have a question. Harrington, if it were Alex...
That's different. If you drink your girl's spit...
No, but is it still, like, would you hesitate to do it?
I mean, look, I just don't want to drink that much toothpaste. Like, that's what
you were going to say, water.
All right.
Kidding.
Knock it off. I carry a half gallon of me at all times. Get made fun of for mercilessly all summer, you pricks. No, but that drinking that much minty toothpaste, I don't care who it comes from.
With spit mixed in?
Honestly, my girl's spit, who cares?
Yeah.
The more, the better. Right. But
it's also like plaque bits and like food from the night before.
That's
I feel like her remora fish.
I don't know what
What's that?
The little fish that swims in the wake of like whales and eats
Their shit.
I feel like that's lamprey. Isn't it a lamprey?
I don't know.
Lamprey, the ones that attach to the shark's mouth? Anyway.
I feel like when it comes to spit, right? Nope. If someone spits at you, it's so fast that you'd be like, oh, you fucking idiot, whatever. But like having spit in a cup.
Wait, time out. When someone spits at you.
I had a homeless guy spit at me one time. And
you're
froze,
okay with it?
Dude. No, I was disgusted. But. So I was walking Grand Concourse, and I'm passing this guy. Grand Concourse. And this guy turns around, and he spits at everyone that was crossing the street, and it definitely hit me. And I turned back and go, what the fuck? And he was just like scurrying off. And my friend was like, did he get you? And this one lady had a huge blob on her face.
You were like, nah, I'm good.
No, I was like, yeah, he fucked
I would have never admitted that shit. Bro, fuck that.
It was one of those moments where it just the time frame of doing something was so fast, and I didn't do shit. Like, he went away. He was crazy. And I was like, yeah, he fucking definitely got me. Fucking piece of shit, whatever. But I wasn't grossed out. I was just like, ugh, like whatever.
You're not grossed out by a homeless person's spit.
I was, it didn't make me feel like I was going to throw up, but I was angry. What I'm trying to say is that when spit in the form of like, if I was to spit at you, you get upset. But drinking it in a cup is like disgusting.
When you lay in bed at night and that comes into your head, do you feel like less of a man?
Oh yeah, there's so many moments where you regret
that.
You
would
have those
that
moments,
would
man?
Torture me,
dude. I've learned to like. There's so many times where something happens, and I just go, "You gotta let it go. There's nothing you could do. Right. You weren't there, whatever." And then there's moments where I did I stepped up, but there's some moments where I just didn't step up, and you gotta let it go.
For so many years of my life, I was like that. Especially like
I hate. I would relive it over and over again
my
in my head.
3-4 years of recovery, very militant, very denouncing violence, and then you know it just changed. But I still try not to get into trouble, but I feel like for sure 100% things are happening to see how I will react.
That's probably do you wanna ask the dowsing rods if that's happening? Oh wait, let's ask the magic eight ball.
I mean the dowsing rods are so much.
Oh, but we haven't used the magic eight ball at all.
Hit the eight ball one time and we'll do a little dowsing for scary things.
Magic eight ball, am I being tested by the universe?
Here we go. Shake it, daddy.
Yeah, let me get face straight up.
Oh, very doubtful. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Universe, am I just a horrible human being? Reply hazy, try again. Am I a bad person?
Is he a bad person off the gate?
No, you're picking, you may get pick a different answer.
Gas digital.
Shake it again if it doesn't come up flat.
Yeah, you got to make it face straight
Ghost
up to
of the
ceiling.
Grand, conken, conken, glock,
yes,
glock,
yes. The answer is
you're
yes.
Bad. I don't
I'm
think
a bad
you're a bad person.
Person.
I don't get a
rods.
Bad vibe
Give
from
me the
you.
Rods.
I never get. Yeah, I always thought you were cool. A criminal, but cool.
All right. Rods cross if I'm a bad
so
person.
So don't touch the top or the bottom of it. I mean, just have that middle part.
Oh, Figs is an expert on dowsing rods down.
Let me tell you about podcasts and let me tell you about dowsing.
All right, I'm good. They're not. They're
okay,
not.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, let's.
How is that not a weapon, bro? I feel like that's a weapon.
We can make it through our last segment, right?
Yes.
Right, guys in the booth? Okay, let's go to scary things.
You know what? I could actually call my mom for this one. She will answer. Don't.
Should we do it from the booth?
Can I just hold it right there? Will that work?
So the only issue is she won't be able to hear us. But if you don't think I feel like it might be harder for her to hear us.
Well, see, yeah. I mean, this the thing about my mom. The thing.
You didn't say the other word.
My mother is not like a superstitious person or like she's not like, oh, there's ghosts everywhere. Like she does believe though.
Yeah. She's been in a lot of your previous stories.
Yeah. So like,
what is she? What's her ethnicity?
She's a Puerto Rican Jew, but she definitely does believe in Santeria and all that shit. And she had me.
She leads Puerto Rican.
Yeah. But she's not like one of these people who are like, oh, it's ghosts. She's not like, oh, there was a ghost over here. But there are things that have happened. Like the whole the witch on her mm-hmm. in the middle of the night with the sleep paralysis, and you know my grandmother, they had this clock, and I heard it one day after she died. The phone would ring on her on my grandmother's birthday after she passed away. No one would be there.
And then so, you also said that Puerto Rican witches praying over you with chicken bones and yada yada.
And they were like fucking hit me with branches and shit. Yeah, the Santeros. That shit didn't work.
Maybe the demon's still in you. Should you ask the dowsing rods? Is there a demon?
I feel like there's a demon in you right now.
Let's all ask, is there a demon in us?
Okay, let's do it.
This is shit I always, whenever I watch a movie, I'm like, don't be doing that. That's the wrong shit to do. But I'm going to do it right
now. So how would I do it when I call my mom? Because this is actually pretty...
So in the booth, do you think you should do it on speakerphone or through call through... The gas line.
I would do it through our phone call system.
Okay. So if you do, you want to like maybe text her and call 573 gas line. I shouldn't have said that out loud. So the
I could do a three way, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Text me the number.
Wait. Can he? Is that gonna be a whole thing? If you do it.
Yeah. I'll call her. Get her on the line.
This might just fuck it up though.
People are going to get
just do speakerphone. It's fine.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Let me call my mom.
Oh, what are you asking? Okay. So Figs is asking.
I'm trying to stabilize.
If you have a demon.
Is there like a default pose it's supposed to be in?
It does what it wants to do.
All right. So what am I going to. All right. I'm going to ask.
Stabbing you in the face. There's a demon in your face.
The Chicagoan demons are in me. All right. Let's go, Derek.
If she doesn't answer, I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
Yo, hello, what's up?
That's not how she talks.
Hello, Derek.
Now he's gonna really punch you.
Honey, baby, booby.
She doesn't talk like that either.
Booby.
Hey, Pop.
Hello. Hey, kid.
How you doing?
What's up?
Where's Mom at?
Mom's right here. You need to talk to her?
Yeah, put her on. I wanna ask her about something that happened to me when I was a kid.
He sounds just like you.
He sounds just like you. Hey, Pop. What's up, kid?
Hello.
Hey, Ma. You all right?
No, I'm sick.
Oh. All right. But you sound great.
Tell her she's on a podcast.
All right.
Hey, listen. I'm talking with some of my friends here about that time. Remember when you took me trick-or-treating when I was young in the apartment complex?
But tell her she's on a podcast.
She doesn't know what that is. Okay. Do you remember?
Trick-or-treating? What happened?
I was young. You took me trick-or-treating, and we saw, like, a ghost, right?
No, I think it was... Right after, it wasn't actually Halloween, or it might have been Halloween night. And all I did was, yes, it was Halloween night. And it wasn't a ghost, it was a mummy. And I'll never forget it. It came out from behind the building. And you said that, what's that? You were scared, but I was much more scared than you were. It was the worst thing. And you said, what's that? I said, oh, it's a mummy. But the person, whoever did it, it was scary. It was frightening. And it was in the second set of buildings. You remember that? The building that was a little bit lower?
No, I don't remember.
But you were scared. But that's what happened.
Wait, was it a person in costume? Do you think it was like a specter?
A real mummy?
It had to be fun. Whoever did it. Did a really good job. I was never so scared in my whole life. And I said, "It's okay. It's just a mummy." But I never forgot that.
What was so scary about it?
Same thing was walking like one and everything. Whoever did it.
So
but then you don't know. I mean,
so the costume was if the costume was good, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but that was damn good. It looked like something out of a movie.
You think there was possibly a mummy in New York 35 years ago on Halloween?
No, there was.
Maybe he got out of the museum.
Where did they go?
It might have been a sick bastard. Maybe we're lucky. Nothing happened. You know, I was afraid to go down there. It was scary.
So what happened? Did it walk away? Did we walk away?
I think we ended up walking. It came from behind the. A lot of things happened with that building. I'll tell you, that was the time that I threatened the kid and the mother came out. Do you remember that time, too? Some kid was picking on you.
Do you remember when you threatened? Yeah, I do remember that. And you came out and you said, don't threaten my son. And then his mom came out.
I said, the mom came out, and then I was scared shit. I thought she was going to do something.
She was big and black, right?
He was a black boy. She wasn't that big, but she was, and then she wanted to know what was going on, and then she told the kid he was wrong.
Do you remember when all the dogs were getting poisoned in the neighborhood?
Yes, and I went and I threatened the super.
Yeah, yeah. You told him
I told him if I find out he did something to my dog, he wasn't going to live to see the next day.
That's right. That's right. And then who came and what happened like 10 minutes later?
Princess came home.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's right. All right, Mama, I love you.
All right. I love you too.
I'll talk to you. Talk to you later.
Feeling right. So sick, but you made me laugh.
All right. Okay? Feel better, Mama.
Oh my God. I got so much to say.
Amazing.
I got so much to say right now.
And that has to be another clip.
I don't even know where to start. First off,
there should be clips of me being mean and nasty, and then like love you, Mom.
First off, I love you more as a person because I love your parents.
Right.
Your father sounds just like you. Hey, kid, what's up? Yeah. Just like you. Your mother is a Jewish Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Because she's like, the dog. Oh, that was scary. That was, she sounded like a Jewish, but then she Puerto Rican side was, you're not going to live another day.
Yeah.
If I see you. Yo, your parents seem fucking amazing, dude.
Good people.
No, the
How
best
sweet.
Thing
and
is
she told you, she goes, you made me feel better. Yeah. I'm sick, but you made me laugh.
Yeah.
The way you set this up where it's like, this was a terrifying moment. It was definitely a ghost. Somebody got my mom, she's like, it was a mummy on Halloween night.
This is not a scary story. This is just you're a pussy. She literally said, oh, the black boy, I told him, stop picking on my son, my booby, one. And she said, it was a fucking costume. You're full of shit.
Like, that kid really nailed that costume. It was terrifying.
Your mother just fucking...
Whoever did it, it was good. Looked like, bro, it came out of a movie.
Your mother should work for Mythbusters. You gave us this fucking myth. We were all like, oh, what's going to happen? I was
going to bring up the witch again, too. I forgot. I thought that the...
Do the witch.
The doll, I'm not going to call it.
Oh, I feel bad. She's a doll, but she loved it.
Yeah.
You made her fucking day. That's a sweet, sweet thing, bro. Yeah. You got nice parents.
Yeah. Yeah, good hardworking people. 2-3 jobs sometimes they work.
You're a bad person.
Because they're good together. People. Yeah.
How long are they together?
Well, I'm 42. I think they had me like a year after.
So what made
married,
you wild out when you were young?
So they worked a lot of jobs, and then my grandmother would take care of me during the day, and then she died. And I guess I just wasn't born with the capabilities to process things properly emotionally. So I had to learn as an adult. Yeah,
still learning.
That's so funny, man. I'm so happy you're at where you're at now. But your parents are hilarious. You need to call them more often. Your father was just like, hey, kid, what's up, kid? I'm here right now. We're watching fucking Yellowstone. What happened?
That's exactly probably what the fuck he's doing.
That's amazing, dude. That made you 50 times more likable for whatever reason.
This is why I wanted to, people were asking me to send pictures of my mother to Legion of Skanks. I could never.
I helped them to find, because they were, they had a hard time finding comedians to participate in that. And every person that I asked, I felt so bad. And I was like, please feel okay to say no. And I'm so sorry to ask you this, which probably didn't help them to say yes. But I couldn't imagine ever submitting pictures of my mom.
My mom almost won, but she would have won, but she got very unlucky that the person she was up against was Big J's mom. Everyone was like, this woman's beautiful. She's got it. But Big J was like, look at my mom's tits. And they ended up picking a Big J.
Yeah, the brackets were rough.
Yeah, the brackets were a little rough.
Jesus Christ. People's moms were looking rough?
No.
My mom looked good.
No,
my
like the pairings were difficult in some of them.
Oh, because they were both so hot.
No, Big J. Well, Big J. Big J's mom looked like a Jewish girl with big tits.
My mother was gorgeous when she was young.
Same here. Yeah. Same here, man. I can tell. I'm sure she was, man. I love your mother, bro. I love her, dude.
Whoa.
No Diddy. But I'm just saying. I love her. I just love her. Just
No Diddy.
No gay. No homo. But
okay.
No disrespect. Is what I meant to say. I'm drunk. That was so cute, bro. Gay. No Diddy.
I don't know what that means. I've
it
never
means
heard
no
that.
Homo. It means no homo.
I've never heard that term my whole life.
You say no Diddy now. Instead of no homo, you say no Diddy.
Do kids say that?
They are. They're starting to.
It's a new thing. It's about to blow up. Because Diddy's been wilding. You never heard? Have you heard
the
Meek Mill?
Oh, is it because of P. Diddy? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you hear the audio of him fucking Meek Mill?
Yeah, I think that's
wild.
Not real.
I don't
think it's real.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I get someone just trying to make money off of something.
50 Cent's going hard on
50 Cent is the fucking
Yo, y'all watch it on the gate right now. We're going to talk about P. Diddy. Yo, what P. Diddy doing?
50 Cent is doing all he can do, considering it's his baby mama that's being accused.
Really?
He's doing Oh, you don't know what 50 Cent's doing. No. So it's like in the lawsuit, I guess, that like his baby mama was mentioned as one of P. Diddy's sex workers.
Wow.
And so he's like been posting, like joking about it and like mentioned it on stage a couple of times. But like, what else can you do?
Whose mom?
Cent's baby mama.
I thought 50 Cent was just being a troll, but no. It's because his baby mama's involved with that whole thing?
Yes. She was named as one of the sex workers. So it's like, I mean, what can you do? If you're not with her anymore, maybe you aren't on the best terms. And you like, joke, what can you do?
I mean, he's trashed her so many times.
So if he already hates her, then it's like, if you joke about it, that's really, you're being the best person.
I mean, he's like brought shit up with his son, like online. Like he doesn't give a fuck.
Before this whole thing.
He's like a troll page, though. He's basically a troll.
Yeah, he's like, my son wants some sneakers. Why? Like shit like, shit like that.
She's like amazingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Even now, like however long ago that was, probably 20 years ago.
He put a whole song out about it called They Burn Me.
Really?
He talks about it. Yeah.
She's amazing. To look at.
To look at.
Yeah.
Probably, pull her up real quick. I don't know.
Probably not to live with.
Because there's a girl on Reddit who I see like sucking cock all the time and they go, yo, P. Diddy, 50 Cent messed up. Like,
you guys, I never use Reddit. You use Reddit?
I don't
use Reddit. I only use it for pornography. It's an appetizer before Twitter, before Pornhub. I get to 3-course meal. I get to get.
How do you have so much time to do like
this? Is not time. This is 30 minutes on the toilet. My only peace in my life on the toilet when everybody's away from me. And I go on Reddit, Twitter, and then I finish it off with a little Pornhub. On a day when I know, you know, I don't have to say
that's like unhealthy.
I'm not the spokesman for healthy.
You're not supposed to sit on the toilet that long. It's going to give you hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie.
That's not the best. And that's also not the best.
That's not the girl from Wayne's World 2?
No. Is she part Asian too, or does she get her eyes?
No, she's part Asian.
She's Filipina for sure.
Yeah.
That's a Filipina
body. No, her body is crazy.
That's her? That's the one with the sun?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, look at her.
A lot of chicks, this guy.
Yeah, I mean, she's great.
50 in the club. 50.
Bang.
Oh God! What was that?
Oh no! It's 50 Cent.
Wait, so she was a sex worker?
That's what the lawsuit supposedly says, that she was one of P. Diddy's sex workers.
God damn!
They're
the
making
thing.
Diddy look like a Harvey Weinstein.
She would be expensive.
No, an Epstein. I'm sorry.
Maybe not back then. Maybe she was like young, didn't know what to charge.
Yeah.
Maybe we could SDR for a couple hundred bucks.
Here we go. Ready? Okay. I got a couple questions. Okay. And I think after I ask this first question, you'll know the next question to ask. Did P. Diddy kill Aaliyah?
But you have to tell it what to do.
I want you to cross from this position. I want you to cross if P. Diddy had anything to do with the death of Aaliyah.
No, oh, isn't that R. Kelly?
No, it was Dame Dash.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, they're not crossing. No,
that's it. He's free and clear. Free. They can use this in the. Oh. Right now,
what did you do?
They're going to use this in the court case.
Go ahead. So ask about Big B.I.G. P. Diddy fucking, did he take down our
I don't want to know the fucking answers to these questions.
We need to know.
Crossover if...
Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's pointing at Figs. They're both pointing at Figs. It's Figs.
If Puffy had anything to do with Biggie's death. Nope.
I didn't think so. Isn't
I think you're playing.
Shug Knight?
I think you're playing.
Right now? Why is it crossover right after we ask the question? What are the rules of this? Like
so
after
I've,
10
I've
seconds?
Tried to like make it do what I'm willing it to do when I can't make it
if
do
I'm,
that thing.
I'm gonna be.
Go do it. You
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Be. I'm gonna be the fig of this. Ready? This
go,
whole thing is just based off balance.
Okay,
it's
so
bullshit.
Try to make it do like what you want it to do.
Okay, I'll start off here, and I want it to cross.
Did you want it to hit you in the face just now?
I want it to cross. Put me across. I want it to hit me in the face. Hit me in the face.
No, but you're like clearly moving it with your hands.
I'm moving it.
But
yeah.
Yeah, but we weren't doing that. Your hands are at
still,
the top.
I have it still. So right now I don't know what it's gonna do. Okay, boom. So this one eventually went over. The left one is pretty stuck right now. The right one is.
You're saying
is
what it's currently doing. You're not saying what you
all
want
right,
it to
I want,
do.
All right, I want it to cross.
No, but
yeah,
you
did something.
You moved it.
Yeah, I did. That's what I'm saying. It's all about gravity.
Yeah, but when we all did it, we stayed
trying.
Still.
Right, I'll stay still. I'll stay still.
It also poked your face several times.
I'll stay still.
Come on, Mike.
All right. Did Puff Daddy have anything to do? Did if crossover? Okay, hit me in the face. If Puff Daddy killed Tupac. Or had anything to do with Tupac dying?
Did it hit you right in the face?
Vote or die.
This is submissible in court, I'd say. Okay, we've gone very over.
Yeah.
We should do plugs and get out of here. Right. What a fun episode.
Let's go, Derek.
I'll start with you, Figs. What do you got to plug?
You already know Comic Mike Figs. Check out Fake Talk. It'll premiere after this episode if you're watching. What a great episode. Thank you guys for supporting. Thank you for all the memberships you guys were buying. I was crazy. At Comic Mike Figs, if you're in the city, you know I'm a city boy. I'll be at the Stand on Thursday and Friday. Two shows on Saturday. Come on by at Comic Mike Figs. Fake Talk on YouTube. Let's go.
Follow me at Derek Drescher on Instagram. Listen to On the Gate Podcast.
Upcoming maybe trial. Who knows?
I want that to happen.
Also, go back and listen to Figs and I on the show.
Hell yeah, good episode. Let's go on the ferry. Let's go on the ferry.
Great episode.
Oh, on the ferry.
I want to go on the ferry together.
I really don't want to go on the ferry. The way you say, have a bunch of
ferry.
Men
ferry.
You're
all go together
ferry.
On the ferry.
I guess.
You'd be protected with three strong. Three of them,
yeah.
Two.
you can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.
Tuesday live, yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday, Tuesday we live. Don't know yet.
No, 8. It's going to be 8.
Hey, yeah. Oh, it's going to be 8. Cool.
So 4 p.m. Tuesday, gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI14 for a 14-day free trial. Or you can wait until Thursday at 8 p.m. to watch the YouTube live premiere. Figs or I or both of us usually pop in there. It's the dinner table live chat and we rewatch the episode. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, subscribe, leave a comment. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. If you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for being back on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.